Robert Downey Jr. might play Tony Stark and Doctor Doom in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but he's spelling out Doom for movie stars, and he's not happy about it. RDJ saying influencers should never be celebrities, and you shouldn't be giving them the time of day. We'll play the interview, and we'll tell you why RDJ is super wrong about a super big phenom. And it turns out, the guys who play superheroes might be zeros very soon. Well, folks, we hate to say that RDJ is becoming a dinosaur. He's one of the last that we would have hoped would ever go this way. But it turns out that we're turning the page on any hope that Robert Downey Jr. is based, that he's cool, that he knows the future the way we do. As we dive in, you won't believe this interview. We'll be playing it. Click the like button. We'll explain what's happening in Hollyweird today. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, is angry. He's angry because movie stars are no longer the celebrities they once were. Let's talk about that. Here we go, folks. From Killa Crew says, Hollywood actor Robert Downey Jr. destroys modern influencers and people saying they're the future of stardom, calling out how society glorifies them. Now, if you've been paying attention to the stories we've been covering about the Met Gala and Rachel Zegler and The Rock wearing a skirt, you know that things are not going well for the movie stars, but to RDJ, he's angry at influencers and influencer culture. He wants the spotlight back on Tinseltown. Here's RDJ. We'll play parts of this, then talk about it. Hang tight, and here we go.
You create celebrity without ever doing much besides rolling a phone on themselves. And I don't look at that as a negative thing. I just look at it as more like the challenge for individuation is being upped, because hopefully the grosser part of our of the youth of, let's just call it America for locality's sake, you know, is going to say, yeah, but that's not my thing. I want to go do something. I'm going to make something. I'm going to build something. I want to educate myself, and I want to have more inputs, so whatever my output is isn't just a self-aggrandizing kind of influencer type thing. When I hear people talk about, oh, the stars of the future are going to be influencers, I go, I don't know what world you're living into, but I think that that is absolute horseshit.
All right. So RDJ has that to say about influencers. My problem is I think celebrities largely became influencers already. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me Hollywood deconstructed the stories that they had made and that people did love. They deconstructed those, destroyed those stories, destroyed those mythos, the cultural relevancy that they had. We can think about Star Wars. We can think about Star Trek. We can go beyond that, even Marvel. And Marv, now they're saying, oh, well, you know, we destroyed what we were, but don't go watch the influencers. Mm-hmm. Don't pay attention to the people talking online.
Robert Downey Jr. is not a movie star, and that because there are no movie stars anymore. They don't exist. Maybe Tom Cruise, maybe Ryan Gosling is on his way up, but when you look at his career outside of Marvel, it's nonsense. Dr. Doolittle, no, nobody cared about that. The Sherlock Holmes movies, nobody cared about those. He has done nothing since leaving Marvel. Now that he's back, it is the Thanos quote. It was, you couldn't live with your own failure. And where did that bring you? Back to me. Because there are no movie stars anymore. Quentin Tarantino was correct. The movie star is a thing of the past. They don't exist anymore. The characters are the things that people like. People like Tony Stark. They don't like Robert Downey Jr. And I don't think that they're going to like Robert Downey Jr. as Victor Von Doom instead of Tony Stark.
Well, the other thing about this is people love Tony Stark, RDJ as Tony Stark, but RDJ Tony Stark, and we know this from all kinds of interviews, Tony Stark RDJ was based on Elon Musk, right? He was an Elon Musk combined with a Playboy kind of thing. You put those two personalities together, you get the Tony Stark as portrayed in the MCU. The problem culture is that Elon Musk actually is building stuff. He's putting rockets into space that come back and land down. He's completely revolutionized the electric vehicle.
He's funding these things. Yes, he's not building them, but
Elon is doing all of this amazing work, and they hate him for it. They hate the real builders. They don't build anything either. And now they want to throw mud at influencers. And I think it's funny because influencers are going to throw mud back at them. And it's like, none of you build anything. You all just talk about the, you know, the actual content creators out there. And I think Elon Musk is one of the biggest content creators on the planet. What do you think, culture, about the idea that celebrities are going to food fight with influencers over who really actually makes good stuff that gets on big screens.
Look, and correct me if I'm wrong, Carol, but I think this is a reaction by people with the same mindset as RDJ, that they are losing power and influence, that Hollywood isn't as relevant as it used to be. In fact, they are losing relevance on the daily because of their stupidity and commentary around the events of the day that actually matter to the vast majority of people in our society. I think that by lashing out, it's really just calling more attention to the fact that the Hollywood really isn't what it once was. And we kind of talked about this in a previous segment, but there's nobody out there right now that I think I said to my audience this morning before I even came over here that I don't want to be referred to as an influencer. If you want to call me that, or if I've influenced you in some way, well, that's fine, I guess. But my goal is to entertain and inform and to add something to a conversation and to look at it with a wider vision and with a farther step back than most people take. I'm not going to deliver a hot take on something. My goal is ultimately to provide a balanced opinion based on all the facts available. That's it. That's what analysis is. And I think that comparing somebody like Marv to somebody like Johnny Somali would be, you know, a disservice. And, you know, I don't like nuisance streamers. I'm not a big fan of those kinds of quote unquote influencers and what they bring.
The nuisance streamers.
Yeah.
They're just, what's the guy's name who does Jack A? What's that guy's name? Steve-O. They're just Steve-O's on social media. It's just that same kind of obnoxious entertainment, just, you know, with smaller productions and getting out there to annoy people.
I mean, if you're trying to appeal to the single digit IQ people out there, I get that, but
I'm not advocating for it. I'm just telling you, it's honey boo boo in you know, at a small scale. It's always been around. Hollywood did this too.
So pageant TV is what you're telling me. Okay, exactly. That's fine. Okay, all right. Well, ultimately, my whole point being is like this is a natural reaction to, let's say, your territory being reduced, and Hollywood's territory has been reduced. This is the predator species. The apex predators have moved in, and you're now the gazelle. You didn't used to be that way, but that's where we are. Just speak it more plainly.
I think if Hollywood said that we weren't so so Hollywood tries to talk about influencers and us and whatever they want to categorize us as, like, not important, we're not doing anything. But the truth is that if that was actually the case, then they wouldn't have punished Dino Carano for associating with the wrong people or following the wrong people on X, right? Because part of that was because Gina liked a tweet that Gary made, and it upset Catherine Kennedy.
And friendly with Jay.
Yeah. I think in some ways they know what's happening, but they don't want to acknowledge it. I mean, The Devil Wears Prada 2 had a great scene in it, in which there was a scene where it was just kind of like, well, I'm hoping that we can maintain some traditions. And the guy was like, look around. Once this was a tradition, and now it's nothing but rubble, right? Because we as a society are always evolving, we're always changing. And I think there's some people that are trying to cling to how things were because that's their comfort zone. They want to stay where they were comfortable. And unfortunately, we're moving on without them. So this is an adapt or die situation for them. And
I totally agree. That is just wonderful analysis. Let's go back to RDJ and see what he has to say more on this. And who knows, maybe there's more nuance involved in what Mr. Tony Stark has to say.
Yeah, I wanted you to talk about influencers because I don't get it to a certain
That's prune level. Juice.
Now, I understand an influencer when they have something to say and they're interesting and they have a point of view and all of that, but many don't. And they're, again...
AKA, and I agree, some don't, right? But that's easily true of celebrities, so there's no reason to differentiate. I wonder if those who don't have something interesting to say is a euphemism for... They say things I don't agree with. I don't like their political positions. I don't like their ideology. I don't agree with how they view society, et cetera.
That's back to the old famous because they're famous. And but it interests me that many of them have a million followers, et cetera. Well, that's a lot of people. Now, what does it mean to be a follower? And You know, it's not like you're paying $100 a month to be a follower.
Could this guy be any more dry?
Be a follower. More. And so I think the interesting question.
Please explain to us how subscribers work again. We need
What I really hate is he's already starting at a disadvantage, and excuse me for coming off as ageism, but he's definitely an older generation that's not going to grasp how the newer demographic is functioning and interacting with each other. So, of course, he's going to come off like the way he is right now. Like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, this guy he is so boring. Like,
well, let's also be honest. RDJ might be about the same age. It's just, you know, with celebrities, they pay to have themselves look younger. But I mean, they might not be so different, the two of them. The
question is, when is an influencer about novelty? What is it that gets them on the radar screen of a million people? And then the question is, what contribution are they going to make to the lives of those million people going forward? And they're very different questions. And the ability to do those things are quite different.
Sure. Well, when you're the first of a generation's version of this is ours, you know, like my kids know that we didn't have influencers per se. We had Ronald Reagan, who was in politics and on TV and doing whatever General Electric or Westinghouse commercials and, you know, was an actor of some note.
An actor of some note?
Is he attacking Ronald Reagan now as an actor?
Well, no, and he's totally wrong, because we did have influencers. We had, like, the old movie critique, like Robert Ebert, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we had the New York Times bestseller list. That's an influencing thing as well. Like, I'm sorry, this is factually incorrect.
It's always
political cartoonist Thomas Nast. I mean, like, these people were celebrities.
Also have always taken sponsorships. They've always done that. They've always promoted products. If it is not to influence you to buy the product, then what is the point in paying for them to do so?
The problem they have with it is that the barrier of entry is gone.
Right. And it turns out that the folks across the United States, they were always better at this anyway if they just had the opportunity. They were prevented from doing so due to geography and that sort of thing, proximity to the powerful. And now that that's gone, it's crybaby time.
But then you have like the first pod. I was listening to someone who had started a podcast when it was still on MySpace, like back in the turn. And there's something about this 2006, 7, 8, 9. There's something about that era that, because we were just in it. And you know how it always feels like 2009 was 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or it was 5 years, you know, or whatever it was. It's like, no. It's actually, we're getting a little longer in the tooth. That was a while ago. This whole phenomenon that the advent of that, sometimes it's who is luck, maybe first in the door to do it. Joe Rogan was doing it before it was cool, and he's kind of got his whole own space now.
All right, I want to stop there. Joe
Rogan's got a cute little audience out there, right? Like, it's just this tiny little thing. You know, he's carved a little space out for himself. You know,
right. This is insane levels of hubris. Joe Rogan, the premise there is that Joe Rogan is talentless. He was just the first.
Joe Rogan is a phenomenal stand-up comedian.
Right. It takes away the idea that Joe Rogan was and is a celebrity who lived in that domain and excelled. And Joe Rogan said, I want to do this thing. I want to talk to people for a living. That's what I want to do. And I'm going to go do it. I'm going to be successful at it. And he did. But Joe Rogan, I want to be clear, because the premise here, the belief that RDJ is laying out there is that, well, he was the first and it was through luck. And so are these other influencers. And by the way, we didn't come around with this show until 2023. And I think we're doing okay. So I don't think you had to come out at 2009 and be in my top five places on MySpace. I don't think that's how it works at all. But the idea is that Joe Rogan, he just lucked into it and he was first, whatever, right? The problem is this was being done. There were Rush Limbaughs doing this on AM before. There were the Art Bells were conquering the nighttime. The scope and scale, the possibility was created through the internet. And now you've got people like RDJ who are essentially saying, well, I, by default, am talented and creative and I'm the bestest. And so how do I deconstruct these other people so I make them less than me, since they're actually conquering entertainment and I can't figure it out anymore? That's what's happening.
This is a dinosaur trying to criticize mammals.
And I hate to say that about RDJ, but you're right. This is dinosaur talk.
Yeah. It immediately made me think of the line from Jurassic Park where they're like, well, I guess our jobs are obsolete. And he's like, don't you mean extinct? I mean, that's where we are with this.
But wait, it makes sense because these are people who don't understand that the same products have been peddled throughout history. They just adapted through formats, which you just described, bro, from talk radio to MySpace, which is dead, to, you know, YouTube and other places. These conversations are still being had. The influence that may be levied by certain individuals are still the same. The problem is that the people who are becoming extinct, as Carol actually identified them in a different word a few moments ago, they don't even realize that they're being phased out. RDJ's being phased out. Go ahead.
Even beyond this, is this the kind of conversation that a winner has before a big movie coming out? Is this the kind of guy who is taking pot shots at influencers and trying to claim, well, it's not good for them to be popular. I'm so much more popular.
This feels premeditative because if he spins this narrative now, then he can say if we start critiquing him, it's in retaliation to this interview that he did.
But that's I agree with you. That used to be the old strategy. But we've identified the fact that that's not even working for them anymore. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends because they can still claim it, right? I mean, how many times will like an actor come out and like, you know, run their mouth on some particular topic? And then when we actually go and critique a film and like legitimately say it's bad, it's always been like, well, this review is actually not valid because they really just upset about this one thing that happened 2 days ago. Like they're trying to defang us before we even get to say anything.
The only influencers that they take their opinions on movies seriously are the ones that were all invited to the Mandalorian and Grogu premiere this weekend. It's the spit takers, the that's a Sarlaccers, the wahers, like it's all of them.
It's so true. It's so true. And look in the background to catch the folks up in the that are watching us right now or listening to us. In the background, I said these are two old guys, dinosaurs that are coming out of an era from the mid-century furniture stuff, which is the way the set was dressed up. That just have completely lost touch with the audience. This is in every single way they're showing you just how out of touch they are with what's modern. And I'm an old guy, so I can actually say this kind of stuff. So it's insane. You know,
I think influencers like in our house, Mr. Beast is huge. We watch his and I can virtually guarantee you, if you ask any kid between the age of 12 and say 18, 20, if they know who RDJ is over Mr. Beast, they're going to say Mr. Beast. They know who that is. They probably are much less likely to know who RDJ is.
I will say, Ron, if I can add an addendum onto that, Ron, it's they won't know who Robert Downey Jr. is, but they'll know who Tony Stark is. They just won't know that Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that was exactly my point. They may know who Iron Man is or Tony Stark is. They don't care about Robert Downey Jr., but they'll know that Mr. Beast's real name is Jimmy.
True story. Mm-hmm.
I think another good thing is it's actually Asmongold because like a lot of
Zach.
Asmongold, I get like all my news from, right? Because he digests, he gives it really fast, and he's got like an opinion about it. I find most of his opinions to be okay. Like he's got a couple bad takes, but he always is kind of like, maybe it's a bad take, maybe not. I don't know. But I literally, almost everybody I talk to within my age range, like we all know who Asmongold is. Like we all do.
He's intellectually fixed, right? I mean, he he's sound. He's not arguing from like
a
position
product
he doesn't.
Of the internet. Literally, the internet made this guy.
Jeremy goes live several times a day from Geeks and Gamers.
Yeah,
and
for the politics.
With D-Day Cobra on his politics channel. That's where I get my political news from. I watch CobraCast along with thousands of other people. I mean, like I said to Jeremy one time, I was like, you know, I get my politics news from you. And he said to me, what a sad state of the world. but he does it correctly. He does it in a way that you're not going to get from the mainstream media. And I think that's what people want, because the trust in these establishment things, like whether it's media or celebrities, it's completely gone. There's no goodwill left.
And we should say that when Jeremy said that, I'm sure it was tongue in cheek, because
it was 100% tongue in cheek.
Bottom line, folks, as we wrap this up, what is RDJ saying about the influencers, about the Joe Rogans, about the Asmongolds? What is it he's describing? he's essentially parroting the old line, you didn't build that. It was luck. It was blind luck and timing. It was the advent of the internet. It's a pathology upon us. And really, it should just be the stardom of the superstars from Hollywood. That's who belongs here because I'm here and I'm them. That's the message from RDJ. Dinosaur talk, no good. And that's why they may just go extinct.
The Hollyweirds don't understand how it is we do what we do, bringing you video after video every single day of the utmost highest excellence and quality. But folks, we do it because of you. We appreciate you. You are seen and heard here on the Pro Channel. Make your voices heard, folks, by doing one last thing before we say goodbye for a short time. Consider clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, and you know what? That notification bell, click it and stick it to the algorithms. Also, drop a comment down below and let us know your thoughts. And don't forget, folks, we've got even more content on the way. If you'd like to become a member, it's just the price of a soda per month, and you'll gain access to all kinds of exclusive content beyond what the public sees, including archival footage of the Pro Show that goes away after just a few days from its public release. Folks, we hope we get the honor of spending time with you again soon, and until then, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.